Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Song number 74, my personal list of top 100 songs. These are songs I pick, my favorite song. You look at me like I'm insane.
No, I like this one.
Come Together by the Beatles. Good stuff. Second appearance by the Beatles on my list, with more to come.
More? How many more?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
What's the band that had the most?
Well, you would probably know that.
No, if I know, I wouldn't
Who's
be asking
the band
you the
I
question.
Love? What?
Oh, it's got to be Def Leppard.
Get out of here. I can do the rest of the show. I mean, that's just awful. Here's Howard Palmer from the San Antonio Angels. And Howard, I don't know. First of all, how are you? Thanks for being on.
We're doing great on our scheduled off day here.
Yeah, I know. And I got to say that when we saw that the San Antonio Angels were in the field for this tournament, I don't think anybody knew much about you. I don't think anybody knew that you'd be this good. Here you are. You're 6-0 in the tournament. Looked like you're going to advance into the quarterfinal action in the NBC World Series. So tell us a little bit about this franchise, this team. How long has it been together?
Okay. We started as a summer collegiate program in 2016. We have age group teams from 12 to 18U that started about 8 years ago. So some of our 13-year-olds are now on this collegiate team. So we have about six players that were on the original 13-year-old Angels team. And we have about 10 or 11 players that had joined during high school. So a lot of the core of the team have been playing together during high school from across the city of San Antonio. And then as we, of course, last year we made the championship round and really learned a lot. Spent a lot of time with some of the other coaches that are perennially here, got some of their lessons learned, and applied some of those during the season, this last season. Didn't win our league, didn't win our regional tournament, but NBC gave us a call for an at-large bid. I started talking to players, making sure we had an adequate roster because with our we showed up last year with 14 players, one outfielder, four pitchers, and the rest were infielders and utility guys. And obviously that you just cannot perform very well when you don't have the right tools for the job. So this year, once we got the at-large offer, we started talking with the players, seeing where any of the gaps were. Some of the coaches I met last year, I gave them a call. Found out a few of them were not in the NBC tournament, so we picked up about three players coming into town to fill out our roster, and the pieces and the tools just happened to be right this year. Guys are having fun; they're playing loose. Off days or prep days, they're having fun on the prep days in the facility, and again, just putting it all together at the right time.
And obviously, you know, with what you just said, so all your kids are from the San Antonio area. You know, we've talked to other coaches and stuff, and they're getting guys from all over the United States, everywhere possible. But you've seemed to have kept these kids together for a long period of time, and now they're here. Is that safe to say that you really don't go out looking to bring other players in, besides obviously the three you picked up?
Correct. We believe relationships matter, and we know how these guys play. We understand how they play. They understand how we coach. They understand how each other play, and those relationships make all the difference.
Talking with Howard Palmer with the San Antonio Angels, the unbeaten Angels in the NBC World Series. The other team to make it in from last week, the Colorado Cyclones, also unbeaten. So you guys are representing the first week really well here in the tournament. Tell us a little bit about your background. We understand that you have Kansas ties close to Wichita.
Yes, I was born in Newton. My mom and stepdad had worked construction. We moved all around. So I've gone to schools in, I'll start some small towns, Peabody, Douglas, Potwin, Augusta, El Dorado, Newton, out in Burns, Wellington. So we kind of moved all over the area. I graduated from El Dorado, joined the military right after, and just retired on June 1st.
So you've known about this tournament for a long time then?
Yeah, I think I remember seeing some tidbits of the tournament growing up. Especially when I lived with my grandparents when I was 12. And that's really when I started following baseball.
Well, you guys have been here a while, and if you can let me know exactly how many days you've been here. But when you've been here that long with the kids, how do you keep them focused? I mean, you know, you're 6-0, but you have all them off days. Is there something that you do, or are the kids just happy to be here and just enjoying their time?
No, I think they're enjoying their time, but we're not just tourists on the off days. Again, we say off days are prep days. So,
boy, that's a shame. That's a shame. What'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
You hit something over there.
Why do you always blame me?
I saw something flash.
How can I? You think they would actually let me touch anything in this studio?
I saw something go wrong.
I'm surprised my hands aren't tied when I come in here.
Well, they should be.
Exactly.
I don't know. I saw it out of the corner of my eye, but I.
So it's my fault.
Well, it could be.
When in doubt, blame the Canadian, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, you'd be crazy not to. I mean, why wouldn't you? We're easy going. We'll just say, sorry. I didn't do it, but it was probably my fault.
Let's get back to Howard. Howard, Jason Due to my co-host apologizes there for cutting you off.
It's all somebody's fault.
I know. Yeah, you're exactly right, Howard, and it's always mine.
Hey, tell us about a couple players that you have on this team. You got a pitcher, Ryan Jennings, who's just been dominant so far. A couple of wins, an ERA below one earned run allowed in 15 innings. And then you have a guy in your lineup named Jack Wisniewski, who's really one of those guys that you love to have on your team. He gets his uniform dirty, doesn't he?
Absolutely. I'll start with Ryan. Ryan was a mid-season pickup. As we grew our organization from last year, I brought in a student manager that went to school with him, Joey. He does our game changer and keeps our stats and keeps me smart on pitch counts and kind of what guys are doing. But Ryan Jennings, I've been watching him since his sophomore year of high school because I sit in a few high school dugouts during the high school baseball season doing stats and things for them. But when I heard Ryan Jennings was looking to get some innings in this summer, he goes to Wharton Junior College. I was happy to have him on the team, and he's done nothing but throw strikes for us. So that's been a great staple in our arsenal. And then Jack Wisniewski, he's one of the original Angels from back when he was 13. And he's just so smooth. He's like tricky quick and tricky fast. He's so cerebral about the game that he is absolute awesome to have on your squad.
Well, you've been a great story in the tournament, and we look forward to seeing how the rest of this thing unfolds. Championship coming up Saturday night, Lawrence Dumont Stadium. San Antonio Angels right now, right in the middle of things. Howard, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, Howard Palmer from the San Antonio Angels. Tomorrow we'll talk to someone from the Colorado club that's also unbeaten. I like talking NBC World Series.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, especially I kind of like the fact that they've kind of kept these guys together from kids and they've brought
that's
them all here.
That's pretty cool.
Instead of going and picking up guys from all over the place, which is there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's great that they've kept these kids together since they were like 13, basically, like you said, kids that have been in their little organization for 8 years, and now they're here and they're 6-0 at the NBC World Series.
That's a good story.
That's great. That is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and this Wisniewski kid's been with them all along. I'm sure, undoubtedly, they saw something in him that excited them, and here he is now, 6 years later or whatever it's been. doing great things in the World Series. So, a team to keep your eye out for, the San Antonio Angels. They're in action tomorrow against a team from San Diego. All right, let's take our break. It's Bob Lutz. It's Jason Duda. These 2 hours have flown by.
Just, oh, good song.
Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah. This is back in the dressing room.
Number,
playing hockey.
Number 400,000 on my list.
Number six. It's going to be number six.
Back in a minute. You're listening to The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.